This podcast brought to you by Gowan Canada, makers of Edge Microactive pre-emergent herbicide.
Agriculture is Saskatchewan, and 620 CKRM is your source for everything ag. Welcome to our newly expanded Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. Here's your host, Jim Smalley.
And a good afternoon. Welcome to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today, brought to you by Harvard Western Insurance. We don't judge. Here's another reminder to renew your plates today. Visit harvardwestern.com. And brought to you by Assiniboia Livestock for the most reliable and dependable way to market your livestock. Today, Canadian Western Agribition moves into day two. We hear from Brett Wilson, the keynote breakfast speaker. He owns farmland in southern Saskatchewan, and his presentation this morning was on food, fuel, and fertilizer. President Chris Lees and CEO Chris Lane join us to discuss the day's events. We have a feature interview with Todd Lewis, the president of APAS, and an update on the resumption of grain movement through British Columbia. The farm weather is in its usual spot at the bottom of the hour.
This is Saskatchewan Agriculture Today with 620 CKRM Agri-News Director Jim Smalley.
This portion of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today is brought to you by Johnson's Grain, helping growers contract any type of grain. Call 1-800-324-7778. And brought to you by Farm Fresh Water. They'll make your well water wonderful and your dugout drinkable. Get your farm fresh water today at farmfreshwater.ca. Food, fuel, and free trade was the topic of a breakfast presentation today at Agribition by former TV star of Dragon's Den, Brett Wilson. Wilson, originally from North Battleford, talked about government hypocrisy and efforts to regulate the petroleum industry. His message was critical thinking.
I do a lot of talks where I speak about the importance of critical thinking and really how critical it is to apply critical thinking to the words we hear every day. So I challenged people here about a few things, whether it was calling cancer am I a graduate or a survivor, playing with mental health versus mental wellness. And then we evolved to a conversation about the hypocrisy that I see about not applying critical thinking to why we need pipelines in Canada, whether it's the United States asking OPEC for more oil but turning down a pipeline from Canada, or it's Eastern Canadians taking oil from third world countries that don't respect the rule of law, women, children, or the environment, rather than taking oil from Western Canada. Canada should be energy self-sufficient, which is a huge part of why I apply critical thinking to the conversation.
Now that's, of course, the fuel part. What about food and fertilizer? That was supposed to be also part of the presentation.
Well, let's remember that fuel for food and fertilizer is critical. And so the fact that we're applying a carbon tax to someone drying their or running a combine, I mean, the equipment that farmers use is some of the highest consuming equipment in terms of liters per minute, per hour, per mile. And we need to have a fair price for the commodities, because the commodity prices are climbing with demand, supply-demand indifferences, but to apply a carbon tax on top of all that with the hypocrisy that that's going to save the planet while we starve our people, I'm not there.
Also, we are a Northern Hemisphere country. We're blessed to have fuel.
Well, we're challenged often because we are a high intensity on a per capita basis. Well, if we had 10 times as many people, we'd use more fuel, but less per capita. What really matters here? So the fact that we are, the hypocrisy of challenging how Canada runs its energy. We get cold in the winter, we get hot in the summer. We need fossil fuels, hydrocarbons in some form. And again, I'm totally there on renewables. I'm personally invested in solar, I'm personally invested in water, personally invested in wind, personally invested in natural gas. I understand all those businesses. But we need to have baseload support, and that's what natural gas is for. And we need that in Alberta, we need that in Saskatchewan.
Farming, what's your thoughts on it?
Well, I'm a huge participant in the farming industry with farmland in southern Saskatchewan. And I got involved when Saskatchewan changed the laws over who could own farmland. And I've got about 20 different farmers that I work with. And quite frankly, as an investor, if I only had one asset, it would be farmland in Saskatchewan. Because again, I love my farmers, I love the relationship. You know, it just works, and it works well. I think the biggest issue that we're facing, though, as farming, is this idea that we're going to start challenging cows. cows aren't going to be allowed to grow anymore because they emit a carbon, you know, methane gases and stuff like that. So it's the hypocrisy of being challenged. And that was one of my comments here, was to the farming community, be aware that they're coming after us as farmers, ranchers, everyone in the service industries related to farming. All are being challenged. And again, without logic.
How did your farming do this year? It was a drought year.
It was a drought year, and we did fine. That's right, again, we didn't do great, but I would say our average crops were two-thirds of what they were last year, so enough to get by.
I've heard of farmland in the U.S. going for $20,000 U.S. a quarter, or I mean
an acre,
I should say, so that's like $12.8 million per section. Now, obviously, farmland value is something that you're probably keeping an eye on.
Well, I came into the farmland business in Saskatchewan $300, $400, $500, $600 an acre in the early 2000s, and I would say most appraisals seem to be $1,500 to $2,000 an acre, but nowhere near the $20,000 an acre. Will I hang on to what I own? Yes. Do I sell off the odd quarter, the odd piece here and there? Yes, but for the most part, it's one of the longest-term assets that I could ever imagine owning or investing in.
Brett Wilson was the featured speaker this morning at a breakfast meeting at Canadian Western Agribition. He's a star from the Dragon's Inn TV program, an investor originally from North Battleford.
Get back to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today with Jim Smalley on 620 CKRM.
This portion is brought to you by Prairie 6-inch Eaves Troughs. An inch makes a big difference. PrairieEavesTroughs.ca. And by Seedmaster. No matter what you grow, Seedmaster has the ultimate seeding solutions for better crops and bigger profits. Seedmaster.ca. Agribition officials are pleased with opening day attendance at the week-long show. The show opened yesterday after being canceled last year due to the coronavirus. President Chris Lee says cattle shows start today.
Well, it certainly looked really good in the barns, you know, and just the trade show part of it. We had people walking around everywhere. Traffic looked good. Certainly for day one, we're very optimistic that it's going to continue on.
And business, is there business going on in the barns?
You know, there is a little bit of business going on already, and, you know, it's breeders amongst breeders, and we've got a few international people here that are starting to talk, and so, yeah, business is starting, and it's ramping up quick. Everybody's been waiting for this, and to get your foot in the door first is a big deal.
The big shows start tomorrow?
Yep. Well, actually, today. We have the President's Classic and the First Lady Classic today, and that starts at noon.
And then tomorrow we've got the first of what, a dozen purebred beef shows?
Yes, that's exactly right. There's a dozen purebred beef shows, and they start tomorrow, and they run right till Friday afternoon. And then, of course, on Saturday we have the Supreme, which is the wind-up. That's where the best of the best are, and we're just glad they're all here.
So, Agribition, it's been 2 years. How has Agribition been able to evolve over that two-year span?
You know, we were very fortunate. We've had a few successful years prior to 2020, and we were able to hold our staff together and keep everybody moving forward. We did some virtual shows in 2020. So, you know, getting 2021 up to speed was tough, but it was easier than you think because we had all our staff. They knew where to go. They knew how to get at it. And our ranchers and cowboys, I mean, they wanted to come, so they were behind us all the way. And the government and the city, I mean, they wanted it to happen. It's part of Saskatchewan.
Yesterday, the province announced a new five-year agreement with Agribition, a sponsorship for $250,000 over that 5 years. Your reaction?
It's awesome. I mean, when you can get something like that, it is absolutely awesome. We're so grateful that we have such a good relationship with the government and just pleased to be a part of it and partners with them.
Chris Leeds of Arcola is the president of Canadian Western Agribition.
Time now for Real Agriculture with Sean Haney. Brought to you in part by Karst Holdings in Assiniboia and Schlamp's Integra Tire in Grenfell. Your locally owned Integra Tire dealers on The Source, 620 CKRM.
This is your RealAgriculture.com update. Bring the energy of Real Ag Radio to your next customer meeting or conference. From your stage, we'll record an episode in person to inform and provide insight on the latest in agriculture. Email advertising@realagriculture.com to learn more about this unique keynote opportunity. Sean Haney here with RealAgriculture.com and Real Ag Radio. I am joined right now by the Executive Director of the Do More Ag Foundation, Adele Stewart. Adele, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to chat with you. So, Adele, maybe let's start, before we get on to Ag Talk, talk about what the Do More Ag Foundation does.
Yeah, so we are a national charity that's focusing on changing the culture of mental health and agriculture. So we have many pillars from education, awareness, anti-stigma, research that we support, as well as resources for farmers when it comes to their mental health.
You are trying to, well, you're on a fundraising campaign for something called Ag Talk. What is Ag Talk?
Yeah, Ag Talk is a project that we are working on in response to several of the national reports that have come out that are calling for and recommending a 24/7 bilingual agriculture-specific support and crisis line for Canadian farmers. So one line to call any hour of the day, no matter what part of the country that you are in. So we are trying to fulfill those recommendations with our program called Ag Talk.
Well, in any given year, there's a lot of stresses on the farm. You know, this year, 2021, is no different than any other. But, you know, a lot of focus right now on the drought. There's a lot of stress out there in terms of what, you know, how to get the cows fed, what will yields not be like, and things like that. It's just a couple of examples. But across the country, there's a lot of them on any given year, like I said. Why would somebody call Ag Talk? What would be the purpose?
Yeah, just simply to deal with those issues. Some provinces have, you know, some crisis lines, and many others don't, just kind of the majority don't. So it's providing that clear, concise, you know, one number across Canada that they can call, that whether they are up, you know, and they're haying in the middle of the night because that's the only time there's enough moisture to put up a bale, or whether they're stressed that they don't have the feed, whether they're stressed about finances because their cattle came back from market when they didn't meet the price when they needed to disperse their herd in these crazy times. So any one of those reasons, or if they're supporting someone who's maybe going through something where maybe they're okay, but their loved one is struggling. So how do, you know, support them, and how to support them going when someone's going through something that's tough. So, you know, or anything in between, just something and somebody that's always around for a farmer to call when they have feelings of stress.
Would there be, is the plan to have trained professionals on the other line, or just somebody that is willing to lend an ear?
Yeah, no, that's exactly the best point about this program, is that it is every single person, counselor who picks up the phone that is called from this line is going to have gone through our 20-hour certification course called Ag Culture, where it's an agriculture literacy program. So there's a lot of gaps that, you know, not every mental health professional has lived ag experience. So this line reduces that barrier and helps bridge the therapeutic gap between a producer and a mental health professional when they go through the Ag Culture course. So that's one of the highlighted features of Ag Talk.
Yeah, Saskatchewan has a crisis line, correct? Is that one of the provinces?
Correct.
This seems like something that should be in place. And if I told you it's been in place for a decade, we'd be like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Why has this move not been made earlier?
Yeah, we're really not, you know, sure about that, which is why we have taken the initiative to fundraise for it ourselves. You know, whether it's a set, like we want it as a national line. We feel it should be available to all Canadian producers, at least for pilot projects, so we can gather the data and the usage and the effectiveness of it. So we are looking, you know, for federal level funding for this project. You know, when things move slowly. So in lieu of that, we've been working on it for almost 2 years, and it was needed 2 years ago, it was needed before that. So we are just going to continue to do what Do More Ag does, which is, you know, roll up our sleeves and fundraise our way towards that goal.
How much money are you trying to raise?
$5 million.
$5 million. And if somebody is interested in participating and in helping and finding out more, how do they do that?
They can head to our website, which is domore.ag/donate. We'll take them directly to the page that will link them to the fundraiser that we are running across Canada until mid-October.
This has been your Real Agriculture Update. You can find out more about this issue or many others at realagriculture.com.
Get out to an early start on weed control in next year's canola and lentil crop using Group 3 Edge Microactive from Gowan, Canada this fall. Edge Microactive, maximize yields today and manage resistance for tomorrow. Always read and follow label directions from Gowan, Canada.
It's your agro weather forecast on The Source, 620 CKRM.
The official 620 CKRM farm weather is brought to you by Shepherd Realty in Regina, specializing in farm and ranch real estate in Saskatchewan. Call Harry, Justin, or Devin at 352-1866. And Moose Jaw Truck Shop, the number one choice for any diesel engine repair. Drop in, no appointment necessary, or visit moosejawtruckshop.com. Mainly sunny today, increasing cloudiness late this afternoon, wind northwest 20, the high today plus 3. A few flurries tonight, wind northwest 30, gusting to 50, the low minus 13. Wednesday, clearing, gusty winds becoming light in the morning, high minus 11. Wind chill minus 23 in the morning and minus 17 in the afternoon, the low minus 15. Thursday, partly cloudy with a high plus 1, the low minus 2. Friday, sunny, the high plus 6, the low minus 6. Saturday, sunny, the high minus 1, the low minus 7. Sunday, partly cloudy, the high plus 4, the low minus 7. Monday, partly cloudy, the high minus 5. Normal high and for this date is minus 4. The normal low is minus 14. The sun rose at 8:26 this morning. It sets at 5:04 tonight. And around the province right now, the hot spot is Rock Glen at 7 degrees. The cold spot, minus 25 in Uranium City. Estevan is plus 2. Saskatoon, minus 1. Swift Current, plus 3. Weyburn, plus 4. Yorkton is 0. Sunny in Regina with plus 1. That's 34 Fahrenheit. Winds are from the west-northwest at 8. Humidity is 62%. The barometer rising 100.4. Sunny in Moose Jaw, 5 degrees. Winds are from the west-northwest at 15. Once again, Regina, sunny and plus 1. That's 34 Fahrenheit. Back in a moment.
You're listening to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today with 620 CKRM Agri-News Director Jim Smalley.
This portion of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today is brought to you by McDougall Auctioneers. Get fair market value for your assets with an online auction through McDougall Auctioneers. McDougallAuctions.com. And brought to you by Pattison Liquid Systems, experts in liquid fertilizer distribution. Fertilizer's just better when it's wetter. Pattison Liquid Systems, expect the best. The president of APAS is hoping grain movement delays through the West Coast will be short-term. Landslides triggered by heavy rain closed down road and rail routes to the Port of Vancouver last week. APAS President Todd Lewis wants to see a speedy resumption of movement. He was interviewed at the Brett Wilson Breakfast presentation this morning at Canadian Western Agribition. Todd, start off, what's your reaction to Brett's comments here today?
Well, you know, Brett's, Mr. Wilson's a really straight shooter, good Saskatchewan gentleman, and he's been involved, in agriculture currently. You know, he owns farmland in Saskatchewan, and of course is so involved with the oil and gas industry, and certainly sees the synergies between both agriculture and pipelines and the oil industry, so as a very open and frank discussion, and I think we need more of that.
What are your thoughts on Agribition? You're here today?
It's fantastic. What a great opportunity. Went through a breakfast buffet this morning. You know, just something we haven't done for so long, and so good to see people. And, I think everybody here is double vaccinated. Really, the Exhibition Association here in Regina did a great job of getting people in here this morning. You know, went really, without a hitch as far as getting people into the grounds here. And, you know, really suggest people come down and see Agribition. And 50 years, it's a great agricultural show, and we're really happy to be here.
I guess the phrase is it's a good place to network, really to discuss farm issues with people. I saw you talking with Brett, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. And, really it's the first real gathering of the industry for really the last 2 years, and everybody's looking forward to it, and lots of pent-up stories and visiting that needs to be done, and there'll be a lot of business done here the next week as well.
What are some of the farm issues that are being discussed here?
Well, I think definitely the situation in BC right now, the rail, CN was the major sponsor of this morning's breakfast, and so lots of questions around what's going to happen in with transportation to the West Coast over the next, short term and long term. Things like the carbon tax, oil and gas pipelines, all those things, and of course the drought that we've just all gone through, and unfortunately in a lot of the province it's still going to be an issue. So I think there's lots to talk about, and people are here, and it's great to see everybody.
Are you worried about grain movement delays through BC?
I think at this point it's a little early to tell yet. It's an important time for shipping this time of year before Christmas and just so shortly after harvest. We do have a little bit of a golden lining, unfortunately, that we don't have as much grain to ship this year. So, it may not be as bad as initially thought, so we'll see here as we go through. I know, elevators are filling up. They're still taking deliveries. Trains are being loaded, so let's hope that traffic can get moving as soon as possible.
But I think the railways have said they hope to have the lines open shortly in a few days.
No, that's right. And you know, it's always going to be what's grain's place going to be in that early movement. You know, that's always the issue. There's got lots of inbound traffic that has to come over that rail line. And, you know, we're really looking for some outside-the-box thinking, you know, cooperation between and collaboration between the rail companies, governments, and let's make sure all products move, including grain. And, you know, of course, we're very concerned about agriculture in the lower mainland in B.C. You know, just heartbreaking pictures. You know, farmers and ranchers certainly understand the devastation of a flood and seeing those pictures. And, of course, we want to get those people and the people, you know, in Vancouver and those cities so affected in B.C. Let's get them looked after, and then, you know, there'll be time to move some of this product as well.
We've had some snow. What are your thoughts as we approach spring? I know we're months away, but drought is always on our minds.
Well, I think, you know, talking about spring is supposed to be +4 for the Ryder game this weekend. So it's almost like spring in November, and we're going to lose some snow. And, you know, I think, but at the same time, we want to see, you know, more and more snowfall. I think this year nobody's going to complain about too much snow with the year we just had. And surface water needs to be replenished in dugouts and creeks and so on. And, you know, really need it for our pastures going into the spring. So it's still a huge drought area, you know, especially on the west side of the province. So all we can hope is that we see lots of snow and good rains in the spring.
Todd Lewis of APAS was interviewed at Agribition this morning.
You're tuned to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today on The Source, 620 CKRM.
This segment of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today is brought to you by Degelman Industries. Look to Degelman for the most reliable, dependable, engineered tough equipment on the market. And Arcola Building Supplies, small town lumberyard, big on service. ArcolaBuildingSupplies.com. Rail crews have been working round the clock and have made progress in clearing mudslides on tracks in southern B.C. CP Rail plans to reopen its railway between Kamloops and Vancouver this afternoon. 30 locations across CP's Thompson and Cascade subdivisions were damaged, with 20 locations suffering a significant loss of infrastructure. Meantime, CN plans to restore limited service on washed-out tracks in southern B.C. tomorrow. It says the corridor between Vancouver and Kamloops will reopen to some traffic early tomorrow morning, barring any unforeseen circumstances. Time now, this Agribition Champion Report, brought to you by 2S Auctioneers Online Auction House. Start bidding today at 2sauctioneers.ca. And brought to you by Nelson GM and RV in Assiniboia and Avonlea. Stop by Nelson GM today or visit them online at nelsongm.ca. It's day two of Agribition, and CEO Chris Lane outlined some of the highlights for the day.
Well, today the cattle shows really get going in the show ring there, so we've got jackpot shows going here all day. And then on the entertainment side, it is Full Metal Jousting, Cirque du Medieval with sword fighting in the Brandt Center tonight. Again, we've got a full day of shopping, entertainment in the Brandt Center, heavy horse pulls on today, and we've got our conferences starting today, so the Grain Expo, Indigenous Agriculture Summit, so it's a pretty packed schedule today.
How was turnout on opening day?
We were really happy with it. I mean, you never really know when you turn these large events back on in these times how it's going to go, but we had thousands of people on the property here and through the show yesterday, and I think not only were the people here, but the mood was great too.
How's the international component?
Internationals, it's coming along here. We started registering guests. We've had we've got well over 100 guests that we expect here from, you know, just around 20 countries. So we expect them to start showing up in larger numbers on Wednesday when the breed shows start, and then staying through the week to the Supreme.
How are you hoping for sales this year?
Well, we'll have to see. I think there's a lot of unknowns in what the final numbers are going to be when we're still coming off of a COVID year here. So we'll have to see. I actually I don't have a lot of predictions on that. I think the good thing about the people that are coming from around the world here is that they're very motivated. They're very intentional buyers. So I think they're here because it's important to their business, and I'm pretty sure we're going to see some good deals done in the barns.
Agribition wraps up Saturday.
The Market Updates with Jim Smalley on The Source, 620 CKRM.
Market Update is brought to you by Nelson GM in Assiniboia and Avonlea. With new inventory arriving daily, they'll find a vehicle that fits your agriculture lifestyle. Proudly serving southern Saskatchewan for over 60 years. See Nelson GM today. Grain prices were showing downward movement. Viterra prices for canola fell 260 at 976.82. One red spring wheat declined 32 cents at 456.90. The rest unchanged. Durum 707.72. Feed barley 383.64. Flax 1468.62. Lentils 986.50. oats, $536.53. Yellow peas, $608.61. Feed wheat, $261.65. On the Minneapolis Exchange, spring wheat rose 4.25 cents at 10.27¾ cents a bushel.
It's the Livestock Reports on The Source, 620 CKRM.
The Livestock Quotes brought to you by the Weyburn Livestock Exchange. Call Weyburn 842-4574. Now the latest quotes.
This is the market report for the Weyburn Livestock Exchange for the week of November 23rd. Our last regular sale is on November 10th. D1 and D2 cows sold from 57 cents to 64 cents. D3 cows sold from 45 cents to 52 cents. Canter cows sold from 30 cents to 40 cents. And good butcher bulls sold from 92 cents to $1.02. We had a pre-sorted Charlet and all breed sale here on Monday. 400 to 450 pound steers averaged $2.40 and sold up to $2.60. 450 to 500 pound steers averaged $2.21 and sold up to $2.60. 500 to 550 pound steers averaged $2.12 and sold up to $2.32. 550 to 600 pound steers averaged $2.02 and sold up to $2.13. 600 to 650 pound steers averaged $1.97 and sold up to $2.02. 650 to 700 pound steers averaged $1.90 and sold up to $1.98. 700 to 800 pound steers averaged $1.83 and sold up to $1.92. Heifers were 30 cents back from the steers. Some of the highlights from the sale were a group of 430 pound tan steers at $2.60 a pound, a load of 500 pound tan steers at $2.32 a pound, a load of 550 pound tan steers at $2.13 a pound, a load of 600 pound tan steers at $2.01 a pound, a load of 650 pound tan steers at $1.97 a pound, a load of 700 pound black steers at $1.92 a pound, and a load of 780 pound exotic steers at $1.83 a pound. This has been Stephanie Digg reporting from the Weyburn Livestock Exchange, the market that gets cattle and the prices too.
And the latest Saskatchewan pork prices for today, $169.23 per CKG. Coming up, the Resource Report.
This is the Saskatchewan Resource Report on 620 CKRM. Here's Jim Smalley.
Now the Resource Report, brought to you by Second Look Online Auction. Visit 2ndlookonlineauction.com to see what's up for bid. Sask Power has announced a power purchase agreement for a new flare gas to power facility near Kindersley in west central Saskatchewan. Sask Power, Flying Dust First Nation, and Ginalta Power have signed a 20-year power purchase agreement for a 15-megawatt flare gas to power facility near Colville. The facility represents an investment of $30 million and will open in 2023. Energy and Resources Minister Bronwyn Eyre says the new project will create 50 jobs during construction and 20 in operation. She says it will be the largest flare gas to power operation in the province and generate power for 9,000 Saskatchewan homes. Eyre adds, as a methane capture and commercialization project, it's another step to achieving goals under the Provincial Methane Action Plan. The province aims to reduce methane-based gas emissions by 40 to 50%, a reduction around 4 million tons of carbon dioxide equivalent a year by 2025. The new facility will require 4 million cubic feet of gas per day, producing about 100,000 tons of carbon dioxide equivalent each year. On the markets, the TSX is down 27 points at 21,393. The Dow has declined 44 points at 35,574. Oil has gained $1.53 at $78.28 per barrel. The Canadian dollar is down 11 one-hundredths of a cent at 78.62 cents U.S. That's the Resource Report. If you missed any segment of the show, tune in to the on-demand Saskatchewan Agriculture Today podcast, brought to you by Gowan Canada. Gowan Canada understands the challenges growers face and takes pride in finding effective crop protection solutions. Visit GowanCanada.com to learn more. That's Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. I'm Jim Smalley. Good afternoon and good.
You've been listening to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today with Jim Smalley on 620 CKRM. If you missed any of today's broadcast, download the podcast now online at 620CKRM.com. Saskatchewan Agriculture Today, now starting after the 12 o'clock news on your voice for everything ag, 620 CKRM.
This podcast brought to you by Gowan Canada, makers of Edge Microactive pre-emergent herbicide.